Hello, existentialists. Welcome to my podcast, Existential Teenager. I'm Oscar Blair, and I'll be your host. Today, I'm covering language. There are two Google definitions of the word language. Definition 1, the method of human communication, either spoken or written, consisting of the use of words in a structured and conventional way. Second definition, a system of communication used by a particular country or community. My definition is the way humans send electrical signals to each other's brains using sound waves. Here's a fun fact. Did you know that in ASL, instead of using suffixes to convey the past tense, they just insert the word finish at the start or end of the sentence? One thing you might not know about me is that I live in France, so I go to school here, and I'm fairly bilingual, but I'm still learning French. So this episode is made purely to vent about things I don't like about the French or English language. And we're also going to talk a bit about Esperanto and why we should all learn it. One thing that's dumb about English is we have extra words. For example, a and an. They mean exactly the same thing, and there's not really any point into keeping both. So, I propose we get rid of A, because an sounds better. Another stupid thing about English is that most every letter in the alphabet can be used to make several different sounds, which doesn't really make sense. For example, the letter O can make O and ah, and the letter A can make A and ah, but also ah if you're British. So, we should just, you know, either add more letters or just pronounce things differently. That one's kind of dumb. English is kind of a lost cause. It's too complicated for anyone to learn, yet it has become very widely spoken, which doesn't really make sense. So that's why we should learn Esperanto. Esperanto is made really simply. It's made so it can be learned very easily. Every letter in the Esperanto alphabet has one sound, and it stays consistent. And every word in Esperanto is made by a root, and then you can add stuff. You can add a prefix, a suffix, and a word class, which will determine whether the word is a noun, a verb, an adverb, an adjective, so on and so on. If you would like to learn more about Esperanto, I really recommend the YouTube channel Human Interests, which has a very interesting video about it. So go and watch that after this video if you'd like to. Now I'm going to talk about some things I don't like about the French language. First of all, their conjugations are a mess. Sign language has taught us that you don't really need conjugations. So I propose that French people just give up on conjugations and because it's so hard that even French people have a hard time with it. It's crazy. And I know I'm not one to complain as an English speaker, but come on, France, get it together. Those conjugations are way too hard. Another dumb thing about the French language, and also other languages, is masculine and feminine words. I mean, why do certain words have to be masculine or feminine? It just makes sense to only have one. And German, you have three, masculine, feminine, and neutral. Just use neutral. It doesn't make sense. In English, we have the. And in French, there's le, la, and les. One is plural, which I can get behind. But le and la, masculine and feminine, just pick one! Another dumb thing about French is they have so many silent letters. It's weird. About a third of the letters you read aren't pronounced. And especially in the conjugations, when there's an M-E-N-T, or just E-N-T, you probably don't pronounce it. Unless it's an adjective, then you do pronounce it. But you don't pronounce the T in either one of them. So it doesn't really make sense. Just pronounce all your letters. I mean, We have lots of silent letters in English as well. Like, PH somehow came out as an F sound. So, come on, guys, just be like Esperanto and don't have any silent letters. I have a funny story about an English and French mishap at McDonald's. We were at a drive-thru, and my dad was trying to order 2 bottles of water, but he said, deux boîtes, and that means 2 boxes of water. So, he asked, could I have 2 boxes of water? And then the drive-thru person, I don't know what they're called, but the drive-thru person said, deux bouteilles d'eau, which means 2 bottles of water. And then my dad quickly responded, no, not potatoes. Let's go back to Esperanto for a minute. Let's think about what would happen if everyone learned their country's language of origin, and then also Esperanto. That would open up so many doors of communication. We wouldn't need translators anymore. Just all TV shows and all politics and everything, it would all be in Esperanto, which makes more sense to have a universal language. So I propose we should just give up on English and stop trying to improve it and just learn Esperanto. Everyone should learn Esperanto. You can learn Esperanto right now. If you have Duolingo, well, it's free, so you can get Duolingo and learn Esperanto there. I feel like I should say more details about why English sucks, so I found a website called iwastesomuchtime.com, and it has 21 reasons why English sucks, and they're just phrases, and I think you'll see what it means. The bandage was wound around the wound. Wound and wound are spelled exactly the same. The farm was used to produce produce. Produce and produce are spelled, again, exactly the same. The dump was so full it had to refuse more refuse. We must polish the Polish furniture. He could lead if he would get the lead out. The soldier decided to desert his dessert in the desert. Since there was no time like the present, he thought it was time to present the present. A bass was painted on the head of a bass drum. One shot at, the dove dove into the bushes. I did not object to the object. The insurance was invalid for the invalid. There was a row among the oarsmen on how to row. They were too close to the door to close it. The book does funny things when does are present. A seamstress and a sewer fell down into a sewer line. To help with planting, the farmer taught his sow to sow. The wind was too strong to wind the sail. After a number of injections, my jaw got number. Upon seeing the tear in the painting, I shed a tear. I had to subject the subject to a series of tests. How can I intimate this to my most intimate friend? As you can see, we have lots of words that are spelled exactly the same, but have different meanings and are pronounced differently, which is just kind of stupid. We should fix that or just give up and learn Esperanto. Learn Esperanto today. I have also found those 21 sentences on other websites, and I'm not sure which one is the original, so I just thought I should mention that. If you would like to learn more reasons about why English sucks, the YouTube channel Aperture, A-P-E-R-T-U-R-E, has an interesting video about it. Now here are some fun thoughts. Without communication, without language, there wouldn't really be any buildings. Or not really big ones. There would be no Eiffel Tower, Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty, the Statue of Unity, or the house I'm in right now. Also, if you're watching this during coronavirus, stay in your house, social distancing, quarantine yourself. Another thought is that there was a time in history where the language you speak didn't exist. So, just think about that. If you went back 100,000 years, then no one would speak English or really any of the languages that are spoken today. So, I mean, if you find a time machine and travel back 100,000 years, good luck, that's all I'll say. Ooh, I forgot to talk about accents and dialects. Well, I guess I'll make a language part two. So, watch out for next episode, which will probably be about money, and make sure to follow my Instagram, existentialteenage_. My email is existentialteenager@gmail.com, and my website is existentialteenage.wixsite.com. And fun news, this podcast is now on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Buzzsprouts, and yeah, I think that's it. But you can also listen to it on the website. So see you next time. Bye!